Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they generally always go with a fish fry.
Yeah.
Fish bucket.
Yeah. Those are right good, too.
Yeah, they are. Goes good with that fried fish in them.
Well, there was a kind of cornmeal that you might, well, you might cook it in a deep dish, you know, just, and it would come out real soft on your plate. You might dish it out with a spoon. Did you ever make?
I think you're talking about I know what you're talking about, didn't they call that a gruel?
Gruel?
Gruel.
Or spoon bread, or?
It would be soft. You never cooked it. I mean, it'd be like a...
You ever hear a kush or a mash or...
Oh, that, it would be mush? Something like that, yeah, mush. Be, yeah.
You ever eat that?
I've eaten a little of it, but, you know, I don't care much for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I thought. Yeah, that was made with a corn. I mean, with meal, cornmeal.
Yeah, you ever make cornmeal dumplings? You ever hear that?
Or? Yeah. I've seen them put in with mustard greens. Uh-huh. And they're done pretty good too, you know, that the juice of the liquor, you know, it cooked in them pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them dropped in where you was cooking, especially mustard greens, I'd say would be it.
Well, that's what I was talking about. Well, now, when you, the kind of a salt or sugar cured meat you might drop in when you were cooking greens up would be,
Well, that would usually be a piece of the meat that was not too desirable for frying purposes, you know. Sort of come in the way of, you might would call it sort of the scrappy parts, you know.
Yeah, what
or you might put, maybe you'd say a piece of the leg in there, you know. Or like a piece of the hot bone, you know. Maybe cut it, chop it off, you know, put it in there. You can buy them, you know, now, like kind of a knuckle thing, you know. Cook, you can buy them in stores, you know.
Little like
short
that.
Pieces about that long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking your greens or your beans, either, you know, your seasoned beans, dry beans, just about like you do anything else, you know.
Yeah.
You need some good to put some pork in them to really season them up.
Well, Mr. Charlie, did you, that meat you put in there, would it have a lot of lean on it? It would be what? It would be a.
Usually be the other way.
Have a lot of
it'd
be
fat.
It'd be a piece of what? Be a piece of.
Huh? Well, there was some of the. You could get some out of the some of the what we call the middle, and that come between the ham and the shoulder. You know, that was the largest piece of meat without bone. A lot of that would have some price mark fat. You could cut some off of that. You know.
Yeah.
And
did you ever put any lean in there? Or?
Oh yeah, huh?
That'd be
yeah, if it come that way, well, it didn't make any difference, you know.
Salt meat or
yeah.
You ever put sow belly in there?
Well, that's about what we're talking about there. Now what I'm talking about off of that middle in there, that is a sow belly right there,
yeah.
You know.
Now the kind of meat you buy that's sliced real thin to eat with your eggs, that's
well, I just call it bacon. I don't know. I buy it now, you know.
When you buy some sort of meat, do you ever cut the outside tough part off?
Oh, you call it the skin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And like I buy it all the time, it's already cut off.
Yeah.
And sliced thin, you know.
Yeah. Do you ever buy meat that you might slice up yourself to eat?
Well, I haven't in a long time, but used to, that was all of it.
Well, bite your own?
Oh, yeah. You'd buy, if you're going to buy it, you know, you just buy a chunk of meat, you know, and you do your own slicing.
Buy a chunk of what? Buy a chunk of what?
Well, say you buy a shoulder or a ham or, you know, or a chunk of the middling or the whole middling.
Yeah.
And you slice it yourself then.
Right.
Done your own slicing. This chef thing has come about in the later years, you know, having it already ready, you know. Put up a pound packs and 2 pounds, you know, 12 ounces and all that kind of
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but that always got that skin already cut off. But
nowadays,
if you buy it now in a book, you know, a chunk of that skin's on there. And you either cut it off then or you